going to ask no more questions, so we will be going on to the next program. Now, we have we have here a man with us named George Young, and he is going to talk about the CAC member. Mr. George Young is one of the CAC members of the community chapters, and Mr. Young has a very good experience of outline of the CAC, what it is. He will tell you more about the CAC, why it is so. The CAC member would be working with the chapter officer level. During the time of the CAC, discussion was about 2 weeks ago. We have talked about the Community Action Committee because we people in Window Rock here are at 45 ONO headquarters been talking about different things. We never have a chance to talk about the outlines of our people. So we decided to build up a CAC member for the community only. So the CAC can talk about and discuss things in their ways at the chapter level. I think the CAC will do pretty good at their own chapter. And then from there on, they'll handle it to the chapter officer. The chapter officer goes to the councilman, and the councilman takes it into the councilman room where they discuss things. I think this is the best way to do it, so that's why we are planning the CAC workers to see what they can do about different problems, to solve our problems and to discuss things in their chapter level. This is what we have in mind. It would be the best way to do. Many years ago, people used to come around to different stores and talk about things in their area. So that's the reason why we wanted to the men to talk about things in their own way, discuss things in the right way in their chapter level. We made up this program for our people that it would be called the Community Action Committee because the discussion will be in the community and the action will come out of the committees. The community action committees will be called that way. So now we have a big problem on our hand that we are going to, the CAC members is just like advisor board committees. They can talk about things and solve our problems at their own chapter houses. From there on, when the problem and the program is lined up, it can go on further on to different offices. And then from there on, it keeps on raising up to the council level. This is the way that we have been discussed it about the CAC members. The chapter take it this way from the councilman. The councilman is in the councilman room. He talks in the councilman. Maybe the people or the chairman wouldn't even listen to him, what he is saying. It would be kind of hard for the councilman. And then he turns around . We have been discussing things all through the day long, and time is getting very short now, and we will give others a chance to talk a little. So this is the way the CAC member is being discussed, that the chapter, the councilman himself, will be talking his head off. And we go back, and some might say your people are not saying nothing, nothing in the church. So we now go back to the chapter level, back to the 50th chapter. There we talk about different things. Community Action Committee will be appointed by the people. Who do you think would be best to be the CAC members? And then from there on, when the CAC members will be elected, there must be some other reason that we like to discuss about. So from there on, the CAC talk will be brought up to the chapter officer. The chapter officer can look at the papers, and if it's okay for them, they will take it on to the councilman. The councilman is way on top. We are under the councilman. So there is another question that we've been answering. And further on, we will be talking about the problem that has just been said in the chapter. How can a man talk four ways and being brought up to the chapter officer? So now we'll talk about the CAC. The CAC committee, action committee, are to discuss things at their chapter house. They'll talk about their people needs. What would they need? Sometime we had to have a very good hours from 7 to, from 8 to 5, or from 10 to 5, or from 1 to 5. So that's what our program is today. So I think I have enough reason and showed you that what I meant in the chapter lever, that I'd like to draw you a little picture of what I mean, that the CAC program, this is in the line of the BIA, is will be in groups with the agency and the CAC committee, and they will decide how things will run. Run it is what you think it is right. The community will think in the best way, and the important things will be brought up by the people. I believe what is right, and I believe what is wrong. This part of the word that comes from the Bible as the Ten Commandments. And it goes on through the chapter officers. So this is something like a chapter board member. The CAC is something like a chapter board, chapter officer board member. You know what advisor board is? Advisor board is people that discuss things and solve our problems so that it will work in good way. So now that we have the CAC committees working with the chapter officer and the district council. These three will work together. The CAC, the chapter officer, and the councilman. This way we will have things in the right way and not in the wrong way. The right way is good for our people. The wrong way is bad for our people. Which we know of today. Long time in the year of 1945. We didn't have such problem as this. We just went along by the tribal program, and some of them didn't work out good. I don't know when we will be straightened out of here. So now the CAC is...